Give God a praise. Bible said, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Tonight, across all nations of the world, for those on line watching through social media, those watching through Dominion Television and Gold TV, all across the nations, thank you for tuning in. And for those of you on this holy ground, thanks for coming. We're grateful for every one of you. Go ahead and just keep thanking God that you are still here. You are still here. One of my spiritual sons called me yesterday and he said he was on a machine and fighting for his breath, his life. And he said, Papa, pray with me. And I did and announced that the enemy don't have the mandate to have his life. And today I called him, and for the first time he's off the machine and he can breathe and talk. I declare, as we stand in the gate of time, tonight, all across the nations, and for everyone here, we are standing in the gate of time. We stand between the close of a year and the opening up of a new year. And as we stand in this gate of time tonight, all across the nations of the world, under the auspices of the armies of heaven, as 2020 comes to an end, ladies and gentlemen, in some few hours from now, let every wickedness of the wicked come to an end. As 2020 comes to an end, the Bible said in the book of Psalm 94 and the 13th verse, he said, that thou mightest give us rest from the days of adversities, and that the pit may be dark for the wicked. I proclaim on authority of the scriptures that as 2020 comes to an end, let every adversity and let the days of adversity in the name of Jesus against any life under the sound of my voice come to an end. Let every adversity in our lives, every adversity in our homes, every adversity in our relationships, every adversity in our marriages, every adversity in our businesses, every adversity in the life of our sons and our daughters and them that concerns us, home and abroad, domestic and external, let every adversity tonight, as 2020 comes to an end, let every adversity come to an end. My God Almighty, if you agree with me, will you put your hands here, open your mouth, and proclaim the end of every adversity? I can hear you tonight. Tonight, if you agree with me, I need you to put your hands together in praise, in worship, in proclamation, declare, decree, proclaim the end of adversity, the adversities of life, the spirit of adversity, come to an end, come to an end. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let every affliction come to an end. Let every attack of the the adversary come to an end. In the name of Jesus, let the works of evil, let the works of darkness come to an end. Hear me. I don't think you understand what I'm doing. But we stand in the gate of time. And we need to make an announcement. Tonight, at the gate of time. Because 2020, the door of 2020 is about to be shut. And another door is about to be opened. And we stand between 2020 and 2021. There are some things that afflicted us 2020 that must not cross with us. There are some things that have happened to us 2020 that must not be repeated again. Is anybody hearing me? I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling you this morning. I don't know where you are and what's going on with you, but I'm not feeling you. Maybe I have to sit and let one of the bishops speak. But if you want me to speak, then I need some response. Come on, somebody. If you want me to speak, then you got to talk to me, somebody. Say, I hear you. I hear you. My God Almighty, we are standing in the gate of time. And somebody must make an announcement. Tonight, I came to make an announcement. I came to tell 2020, as the door of 2020 is shut, let it be shut to every affliction and every infirmity and challenge and problem, yea, that befall us, 2020, let it come to an end. The Bible said, Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. There have been too much wickedness this year, but let them come to an end. Some of you have been through situations of life and death. It must come to an end. You must not encounter what you encountered 2020 in 2021. You must make an announcement. I dare somebody to open your mouth and somebody to put your hands and make an announcement tonight. Somebody make an announcement at the gate of time that I am crossing over, and 2020, you are not coming with me. The walls of 2020 is not crossing with me. The challenges, the disappointment, the setback, the fears, the threatenings, the intimidations will not work with me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Tonight is the end. Tonight is the night of closure. 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 We decree closure. It's the night of closure. Some things must come to an end. We bring to closure tonight. Tonight, every unresolved issue. Tonight, every unresolved issue, let it be resolved tonight. It's a night of divine proclamation. We are making an announcement. Tonight, we're making an announcement at the gate of time. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to ask you to pray with me tonight. Tonight is not just a night of just preaching and teaching. It's a night that the voice you hear must be under the inspiration of Adonai. For there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Tonight, like never before, as we stand in the gate of time, I must speak. Not by the enticing words of man's wisdom, but I might speak tonight under the inspiration of the Almighty God. Will you pray for your Archbishop and say, Father, let him speak under your inspiration tonight to lift up our spirit, to make an announcement, to bring closure to unresolved issues in all of our lives. Will you open your mouth, somebody? And will you put your hands together wherever you are and pray for this Archbishop tonight? We break the resistance. We break opposition. I run through this truth tonight. I leap over this wall tonight. I break through opposition. We break down barriers. We break down barriers. We remove the limits. Tonight, let the word of the Lord have a free course. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please put your hands together all over this place and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated in heavenly places. Nonipa Bempo. And from Ambo. Oh, yes. As Lord Jesus. This pandemic. So many friends and loved ones and families have lost precious ones. There are so many grieving, and there are so many people living in fear, not knowing what the future holds. And I have been reflecting about what to say on this night as we stand in the gate of time, awaiting another year, not knowing what this coming year will bring to us. Last year, about the same time, we were here, excited about 2020. Having been through a lot in 2019, we had great hopes that 2020 will bring us such good tidings and success and prosperity and peace. But it wasn't so for so many. And like Charles Dickens said, it's been the worst of times and yet the best of times. For one, it was the worst of time, and for another, it was the best of time. A season of light and yet a season of darkness. A season of having everything and yet a season of having nothing. A season of hopelessness and yet a season of hope. A season of foolishness and yet a season of wisdom. In the midst of the challenges of 2020, God still has been faithful and has prevented so many things that could have happened to all of us. There's not one among us here that did not face something. We all went through something. We all had our fears. We all had our concerns about our own lives and the lives of friends and loved ones across the nations of the world, home and abroad. We worried. We were concerned. God has been faithful and has brought us to yet the end of 2020. Now we have 2021 ahead of us. What will 2021 be like? And in the midst of our fears and worries and concerns, what is God saying? What does the word of God has to say about the coming year? How do we face the future? And as I began to reflect and to meditate on the word of God, it came to me strongly that we need to face the future without fear. And so the title of my word and message for 2021, as we cross over from 2020 to 2021, is facing the future without fear. Facing the future without fear. That it does not matter. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You and I serve a God that is faithful. And we will face 2021 on God's track record. That he's faithful. That faithful is he that has promised, and he also will do it. Say, I hear you. Without fear. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think or have towards you, said the Lord of hosts. He said, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. May I announce to somebody tonight at the gate of time that God has not planned any evil for you. God has not planned any evil for you, your family, your loved ones. God has not planned any evil for our country and our people. I know there is a voice of evil, and there are predictions and prophecies and predictions that are going on by sorcerers, by diviners. But let the voice of the Lord in the midst of it all be heard. For it is written, the voice of the Lord break the cedars of Lebanon, and the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And it is written, it shall come to pass that in that day whosoever shall hear the voice of the Son of God shall live. I pray tonight at the gate of time that you, in the midst of all the voices out there, will hear the voice of the Lord. Come on, put your hands together and thank God for the voice of the Lord. There are many voices out there. And as we come into 2021, you and I need to take heed to the voice we are listening to and paying attention to. Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. And the stranger's voice they will not follow. There are many voices out there. There are speculations and there are all kinds of voices on social media. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a say. Everybody is saying something. But these are not the days to pay attention to just any voice. Like never before, we need to pay attention to what God is saying. The Bible said, let him that have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. Put your hands together and thank God for what the Spirit of God is saying. God said, I know the thoughts I have of you. And I know the thoughts I think of you. It means that you are on my mind. It doesn't matter how insignificant you think you might be. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been through, what you have and what you don't have. It has nothing to do with God's purpose for your life. The place you were born, the color of your skin, and who your father and your mother is, and your past has nothing to do with God's eternal mandate for you. God's definition of success is different from man's definition of success. Today we live in a society where men and women relate to others and define people based on money and wealth. And this pandemic has shown us and proven to you and I that it doesn't matter how rich or poor, or well connected, or situation, or connected you are, and how deep pockets you may have, that death and the plague is not the respecter of the rich or the poor, or the well situated or connected. It can hit anybody. It can take anybody. But thank God. Thank God for divine provision. Thank God for divine escapes. Are you hearing me, somebody? Turn your Bibles with me, please, to 2 Timothy 1 and 7.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Please understand that this force called fear is the false reality that appears to be true. And when fear comes, it comes to incapacitate your faith. It comes to take away your self-power. It comes to take away your confidence and to reduce your sense of security and purpose and creativity to inactivity. It comes to disconnect you from your God. It comes to remove you from your original purpose in life. And the first time fear appeared in the Bible was in Genesis 3:10. God never intended that any man or any woman he created in his own image, after his own likeness, should be captured by the force of fear. But fear came into town when man disobeyed his creator. when man paid attention to a stranger's voice. I pray that in the coming year, you will not pay attention to the voice of the stranger. And that was what happened when man paid attention to the voice of a stranger and not the voice of his creator. Fear gained access, and fear came in and gripped and hijacked man. That was the first time the word fear was heard of and seen in the Bible. It was never part of God's original plan or intent for humanity, but fear came in when man decided to pay attention to another voice. What voice are you paying attention to? Ladies and gentlemen, where you will stand tomorrow, the outcome of your circumstances in 2021 have everything to do with the voice you pay attention to. If you pay attention to the voice of the Lord in the midst of all the other voices, I guarantee you, the end of 2021, we will still be here together, gathered here once again to give thanks. But it has everything to do with whose voice you pay attention to. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. And fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the voice of the adversary, the accuser of man. So many of us are led by the stranger's voice. We have allowed voices on social media. We have allowed the voice of men and the reasonings of men to determine and to detect our decision, our lifestyle, and the choices we make in life. But I pray that in 2021, that you will not travel because some voice influenced your decision. That you will not make a move or take any decision because you came under the influence of the stranger's voice. There are voices out there that wants to dominate and control your life. And that was the reason for the fall of man. That man decided not to follow and pay attention to the voice of his creator, but to the voice of an enemy. You can be born again and still be deceived and be misled if you follow the voice of the stranger. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of a sound mind. I pray that in the coming year, that you will possess and have a sound mind. That in the coming year, you have a good head and a good heart. That irrespective of what comes and what goes, that you will pay attention to the voice of him that speaks from the heavens. You follow the voice of the stranger, he will misguide and mislead you. You follow the voice of the master, it shall be well with you. It has everything to do with the voice you listen to and you pay attention to. Adam and Eve paid attention to the voice of the stranger. The third party came into the garden and whispered and said, has God said? One of the things the enemy is going to do is to try to undermine the integrity of the word of God to you and I. Is to tell us that the word of God is true, but under these circumstances, with what the world is going through, you have to rethink. You have to rethink. You have to re-examine your trust and your faith in the word of God. You can't just believe what the Bible says. But in the midst of the lockdown, I woke up one morning and I heard the Holy Spirit said unto me, he said, son, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 on thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Believest thou the word of God? He reminded me of his promises and of his scriptures one more time. He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 on your right hand. For Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comforted me. You either believe or you don't believe. God has given to us a sound mind. Love. Loving in the midst of challenges. Still loving in the midst of the storm. Loving irrespective. Loving against all odds and contradiction. Love. And power. Power in the midst of your doubts, your fears, and your unbelief. Still having power. Genesis 3 and 10.
And he said, I heard my voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
That was the first time we heard of fear. First time. I was afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he paid attention to another voice. To the voice of a stranger. You and I will face opportunities. I've been talking about the test of faith, the test of love, and I'm dealing with the test of character. I'm not through with it yet, the test of character. And ladies and gentlemen, our faith will be tested. I was telling somebody who called me and said, Happy New Year, and he was wishing me prosperity and all these things, and I thanked him. And he said, Papa, what do you think about 2021? And I said, there's not going to be too many changes like some of you are thinking about. Because we all have this attitude, we live anywhere and anyhow, and then at the end of every year, we wish ourselves all these good things and desire all good these good things, but they don't just happen by desire. It don't just happen. There are requirements and protocols that you and I must follow. And I said, it's going to be like in the days of Egypt, when there was darkness in the entire land of Egypt, and nobody saw each other for 3 days and three nights in the land of Egypt. But the Bible said there was light among the children of Israel in Goshen. And I don't believe there's going to be too many changes. I believe that 2021 will get better and brighter for those who pay attention to the voice of the Lord. For those who remain connected to their God. He's going to determine by who your God is. Ladies and gentlemen, let me not fool you. I wish you God's best. I wish you long life. I wish you prosperity. I wish you all the things you wish for yourself. But it's not just automatic, and it's not just going to be that way. It's going to be by who we stand for. We take who we live for. It's not just going to be living your life, doing what you want to do, and expect God to protect you and to be with you. It's going to take more than that. Thank you. It's going to take more than that. Thank you. Water is good. Put your hands together. Don't be jealous. The children of Israel had light in their dwelling. And the Bible said that God did set a difference between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. Whilst there was darkness in the land, the children of Israel had light. And I have nothing to tell you as it relates to all those good wishes, and it's great. But I must announce to you, whether you will have light or darkness has everything to do with where you stand with God. It has everything to do with where you stand with the living God. You can't do what you want to do. The Egyptians did what they wanted to do. The firstborn of Egypt, from the son of Pharaoh to the least of Egypt, died. And the firstborns of the Hebrews, the children of Israel, lived. And let me tell you what the difference was. You know, a simple instruction where they heard the voice of God that gave instructions to follow a protocol. And that anyone that heard that instruction and followed it, leave. And the spirit of death came to town and passed over the dwellings of the children of Israel, but went in to the dwelling of the Egyptians and killed all their firstborn. If any Egyptian had heard what the children of Israel heard and did what the children of Israel did, their firstborn wouldn't have died. That is what will make the difference between us and others. It's not a matter of just I'm a Christian. It's not a matter of just appearing on 31st night because you don't want to die, because it's the last day of the year. So you come and make all kinds of confessions and go back to living the way you want to live. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd and therefore I shall not want. The Lord is a shepherd to sheep and not to goats. You will want if you are a goat, but you shall not want if you are a sheep. And if you are a sheep, then submit your life to God tonight and say, God, the rest of the days and the years and decades of my life, I surrender to you. To do your will and not my will. Jesus said the other day, he said, I came to do thy will, O Lord. For it is written of me in the volumes of the books, I came to do thy will. What are you here for? For it is said that the greatest discovery of a man is the day you discover the purpose for which life was given unto you. And until we discover why we are here, we are not just here to make money. Life is not just about having money and making money. Life is more than going to school and being educated and having a profession and having a good job and building houses and driving the best of cars. Life is more than that. Whenever we go to a funeral, I sit back and I watch a lot. And I look at people and I ask myself, do we really understand what we are witnessing? Because everyone shall come to that place. And there are two eternities. An eternity with Christ and an eternity without Christ. And do we ask ourselves whether we will spend our eternity with Christ or without him? And where you spend your eternity has everything to do with what you did with Christ when you were alive, not when you die. And we pray for you and all those testimonials we give. It has everything to do with how you live your life, your relationship with Christ when you are alive. That the sons and daughters of men may hear before it's too late. For the hour cometh when no man can work. For it is said and it is written, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. John 3:25. Job 3:25.
For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
Everybody has fears. And here was Job. He was a perfect man, the most righteous man in his days. And yet, he didn't know how to deal with his fear. And as I said, we all have fear of something. The fear of our past. The fear of today. The fear of the unknown. The fear of certain errors and skeletons of our past that every one of us don't want anybody to know about because we feel ashamed and embarrassed of it. Fear of the past. The fear of today. of things we don't want anybody to know about. The fear of failure. The fear of embarrassment. The fear of defeat. The fear of scandal, stigma, reproach, shame, disgrace, mockery, public ridicule, name it. Everybody is dealing with some kind of a fear of the past and of the now. And the third fear we all deal with is the fear of the unknown, the fear of the coming year. And I want to submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, it does not matter. We hear about how this virus is changing its colors. And it's taking all kinds of shapes. And they have to come up with another vaccine to deal with the new virus coming out of the same COVID-19 virus. In Africa, we don't have medical insurance like the West. And that's why you and I need God than ever before. Because all we have is God and God alone. Come on, somebody, put your hands together and thank God that all we have is God and God alone. And Job was afraid. He was a righteous man and a perfect man. And fierce like every one of us. No wonder the other day David said, when I'm afraid, then I will trust the Lord. When I'm afraid, when I'm intimidated, when I'm threatened by the enemy, then I will trust in the Lord. Then will I trust God. You cannot be afraid. I know you have worries and fears about 2021. But I want to encourage you to confront your fears and to face 2021 without fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, and He has not planned any evil for us but peace. An unexpected end. God expected end for you and I is different from what the enemy has planned for us. And I stand to make an announcement tonight that it doesn't matter what the enemy has programmed in the womb of time. It doesn't matter what prediction has been made against us and our families and our loved ones and this house and this nation where 2021 is concerned. I stand to make a decree and a declaration under the auspices of the armies of heaven by the superior blood of the Lamb that it shall boomerang. I declare it shall boomerang. If you believe it, put your hands together and somebody say boomerang, boomerang, boomerang. Open your mouth, put your hands together, say boomerang. Anyone that somebody called me the other day and said, Papa, are you okay? I'm fine. Are you sure you're fine? I'm good, I'm good. And I sneezed and he said, Papa, are you fine? And I said, what do you want to hear? Why did you call me? And there are people like that, busybodies. They're going to call you. They have all kinds of expectations. But you got to have faith and confidence in God. That irrespective of the expectations and the ill wills and the projection men and women have of you, that God's expectation of you shall stand. For it is written that in the hearts of men, many are the devices thereof, but the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Say, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Luke 21 and 26. Luke 21 and 26.
Men's hearts failing them for fear. Yet for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
The hearts of men will fail them because of the things that shall come upon the earth. Let me submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that this world is not going to get any better. So those of you who have faith in heaven and earth, there's not going to be any heaven on earth right now until Jesus comes again. And the world is not going to get any better. If you think that after this pandemic, things are going to get better, ain't going to get any better. Study history. 1918. There was a strong pandemic that killed millions of people. And then the First World War. Then after that, 1945, the Second World War. The world is not going to get any better. That's why Jesus said the other day, he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. For he said, in this world you shall have trouble, but in me you shall have peace. There's never going to be peace in this world. That's why for over 70 years, the United Nations has not been able to broker a lasting peace in any region of the earth. Because peace is not a commodity. Peace is not something. Peace is someone, and his name is the Prince of Peace. And until the Prince of Peace sits at the head of the table, this world will never know peace. So don't be fooled and deceived that things are going to get better. I am not a prophet of doom. I'm not here to frighten you. But I think somebody got to tell you the truth so that you stop putting your faith in things that are sinking sand. My faith is built on nothing else but Jesus' blood and righteousness. For all other ground is sinking sand. Please put your faith in the living God and not in things that are perishable. Because this world, whether Africa, Asia, North America, Central America, South America, Latin America, or the Middle East, or Europe, nowhere is going to get any better. I'm just telling you. The safest place on this earth, in this world, is in Christ, the solid rock, and his church. It's only going to get better in Christ than in the church. And for those of you who allow friends and loved ones, so-called families, to fool you, confuse you, deceive you about God, the Bible, and your spiritual leaders and your church, you are to be pitied among all men. When I got born again, my father, he was then an ambassador, the Ghana High Commissioner to the Republic of Dahomey, Benin, a politician. And I lived at the airport residential area. When I got born again, my daddy thought there was something wrong with me. So what is wrong with you? And he criticized my church. I then attended the Church of Pentecost. And he had issue with McKeown, the founder of the church, and said everything to discourage me. But when I was going to the disco nightclub in those days, when I used to move from Continental, now Golden Tulip, in the afternoon in those days, and from there, went to Opera Square, 6:15, to 8:30, and then to Pussycat, and then to Condola, to Wato, to Keteke, to Stero Sport. Are you hearing me, somebody? To Metropole, to Lido, to Tito. My daddy never condemned that. He never had issues with that. But when I got born again, he had the audacity to speak against my church and the leadership of my church. And I have come so far. I've seen the bad, the good, and the ugly. And I was tired of messing up out there, thinking that I was enjoying the world, while the world was wasting my life away. And I said, it doesn't matter what anybody says or thinks, I'm going all the way with this Jesus. Friends will confuse you. Loved ones will confuse you. Husband, wives, children will confuse you about God. Just as the serpent deceived the woman, confused the woman, undermined God's integrity to the woman, and she influenced the man. You have to be careful of the voices you listen to. It has everything to do with how and what shall determine your circumstances in the coming year. John chapter 10. Before John chapter 10, let's look at some few things quickly. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Facing the future without fear.
Be confident of this very thing.
Yes.
That he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
You have to be confident in this one thing. That God is a finisher of everything he put his hand to. And God has begun a good thing, a good work in you. And I am confident. I'm confident. That he that has begun a good thing in you shall be faithful to perform it. Until the day of Jesus Christ. This is how you can face the future without fear. By trusting in God's record. Track record. By believing God. That God is bigger than a pandemic. That God is bigger than any plague. Bigger than any storm. And that God is able to keep you and I to the uttermost. And therefore we shall not be afraid. We shall not be afraid. Somebody say, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. Because fear is a suggestion. Fear is a tool and a weapon that the adversary sends to capture us and to take us out before our time. It is said that cowards die many times before they are dead. Eh? Come with me to 2 Timothy 1 and 12.
For the which cause I also suffer these things. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
Yes.
For I know whom I have believed. Uh-huh. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Ladies and gentlemen, to face the future without fear, you must be persuaded. Come on, somebody say persuaded. Somebody talk to me, say persuaded, persuaded. I can't see you. Somebody say, persuaded. Somebody scream and shout and say, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. You have to come to that place of being persuaded that he's able, that he's capable. Like the three Hebrew young men, they said, King, let it be known unto you that our God is able to deliver, and he will. He's able to deliver, and he will. You need to come to a place where you have an experience with this God you say you believe in. It's not a religious game. This is not a game. I was talking to one of my bishops the other day, and he said, Papa, I'm tired. I'm tired of battles. I'm tired of praying. All this pray, pray, pray. And fast, I'm tired. And I said, son, stop acting like a kid. Wake up and grow up. If you think I'm going to sympathize with you, I'm not. And I said, look at the Muslims. They pray 5 times a day all their life. Whether they are sad or happy, whether they have money or they don't have money, it's a duty. And they do it. And the Jews, I have many Jewish friends. They pray 3 times a day. All their lives, whether they are sad or happy. And I said, we are the only religion that we do things at on our own terms. We complain about everything. And we are the only religion. When you go to Dubai, by 5 in the morning, you go to a mosque. You will see all kinds of cars, from the Rolls Royces, name them, everything, to the sheikhs, the rich, the poor. Everybody is there praying. At the same time, it's only in Christianity and in the church, when people become powerful and they have money and deep pockets, they begin to isolate themselves and think they are better than somebody else. You are not better than anybody, just because you have power, influence, and money. We relate to people based on what they have. We stop relating to people based on values and the content of character. Martin Luther King Jr. said the other day, He said, I have a dream. I have a dream. That one day, my little children, he said, will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I look to the day that we will relate to men and women in this country and across the nations of the world and in the church, not based on an anointing or a gift or a talent or money or position or contact or influence, but based on their values and the content of their character. Put your hands together and thank God for values and content of character. You must be persuaded to face the future without fear. You must be persuaded. And you must come to a place where you say, God, my life, my future is in your hands. I was talking to somebody the other night and said, Papa, I know you're dealing with the Lord. How come you are calm? How come you are always calm in the midst of storms? And I said, what do you expect me to do? To worry? To fret? To panic? To scream? It doesn't solve anything. So when I am calm, I'm making a statement and I'm saying, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. I take my hands off. I've done everything I know how to do. I've done the best I know how to. I've exhausted human ability and reasoning. And I've come to the end of human capabilities and strength. It's in your hands. And I look up to you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You need to come to a place where you begin to resign things into the hands of God. If you are going to face the future without fear, you must be persuaded. Paul said, I am not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. For I know in whom I have believed. Do you know in whom you have believed? Do you know that this God is capable of keeping you, protecting you, preserving you? I know in whom I have believed. Do you know him? You can't know him when you spend more time chasing money and chasing things and material gains. You will never know him if you don't spend time with him. I encourage you this year, 2021, take time, spend time with him, get to know him, and you will be persuaded. Put your hands together. The more time you spend with him, the better you get to know who he is. You never know him, like Paul said, that I might know him and the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. Do you know him? He said, I know in whom I believe. And therefore, I am persuaded. I pray that in the coming year, you will know him. And by knowing him, you'll be persuaded that he's able to keep what you have committed into his hands. We must all come there to that point. Because the world is not going to get any better. If you read Matthew 24, things are going to get out of hand. There'll be chaos. Nations will rise against nations. Political parties against political parties. There will be rumors of war, storms, earthquakes, tsunamis. These things are going to happen because Jesus said so. And prayers will not change what is going to happen, but it shall keep and preserve us. Jesus said that unless the days are shortened, even the very elect will be deceived. I never thought when I got born again that I would pray this prayer, Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. And every now and then I hear my spirit crying, Maranatha, Maranatha. Even so, Lord Jesus, come now. Because I look around and I don't see any answers. Leaders of nations are troubled. The leaders of our nations and our world don't know what to do. They don't have answers to the situation. Kingdoms are falling and nations are crumbling. Economies are crumbling. Turn your Bibles with me, please. To Hebrews 7:25.
Wherefore, He is able also to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
He's able to save us to the uttermost. He's able to save us until the hour is over. So it doesn't matter what struggle you are going through. The righteous falleth 7 times, and 7 times he rises up again. The other day, the prophet said, my enemy rejoiced not over me, for when I fall, I will rise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord is a light unto me. Salvation is a process. And he said he's able to deliver and to keep, and to keep serving and keep delivering. As long as the willingness is there to serve the Lord, that he will keep delivering even unto the uttermost. For he ever lived to make intercession for us. But that willingness must be there. That Lord, I want to do right. I want to serve you. And I say to everybody hearing the sound of my voice, success has nothing to do with how much money you save and you make. True success has nothing to do with your cars and your possessions, your houses, your connections and your deal. But true success that gives you a place in eternity and a place in history has everything to do with the difference you make in the life of others. And if you claim you are blessed, if you claim you are blessed, and your blessing does not reflect in the life of anybody but you and your immediate family, the Greek civilization calls you a very interesting name. Idiot. And this is what they said. They said there are 3 kinds of people in every country, in every nation. The first kind of people are the idiots. And the idiots are those that are educated, achievers, successful, but are self-centered, greedy, selfish, inward-looking, desensitized, don't care about anybody but themselves and their immediate family. They call them idiots. Had an opportunity to make a difference in life, to have a place in eternity, and to have a place in history. But they missed it because they became selfish. The second group of people, they call them those who only live for their tribes. Their tribal leaders. Their whole living and life is about their tribe, their political party, and their religion. That is all they live for and care about. Their tribe. I'm of this tribe. We are superior. Like Hitler. Germany in the days of Hitler. Thought they were superior to any other tribes. Massacred millions of the Jews. Took over all of Europe. To prove that their tribe was more superior to any other tribe. And this second group of people, all they believe and live for is their political party, their tribe and their religion is all they live for. And the third group of people, the Greeks call them the citizens. And the citizens are those who put country first. Love for country, fight for country, live for country. They don't live for themselves, their tribe, their party, or their religion. It's about country. And I add one to the third one, to make it the fourth group of people in every country. I call them the global citizens. Citizens of the world. Who care more than their country? And care, they care about other countries and other nations of the world. This pandemic began in China. And in a matter of hours and few days, it invaded the entire world and brought kings, princes, and princesses to their knees, and incapacitated economies, and proved to the nations and the leaders of our world that without God, everything they claim to be is sinking sand. It means that no one is saved until everyone is saved. So it is dangerous to just be a citizen only. You must be a citizen of the world. We live in a global village today. And we need to be bigger than just citizens of our country and have a heart for other countries and for other nations. And until we do so, we are not generational thinkers, and we may end up not having a place in history. For those who have a place in history are those who care, not just about themselves, but care about others. Put your hands together. I never get tired of setting quotes like Nelson Mandela. We have a few minutes, I have to say this and sit down. Nelson Mandela, when after 27 years, had an opportunity to go home, stood at a gate of time and said, I realize that as I stand in the door to my freedom, if I don't leave behind me my bitterness and my unforgiveness, I will walk through this door of freedom and still be in prison. I pray for everyone hearing the sound of my voice, that you will not live in unforgiveness and in bitterness. Because unforgiveness and bitterness will make you a prisoner of your past. You will never be a citizen of a country, of your world, of generations yet unborn. Let me conclude quickly. John chapter 4 verse 18. Romans 4 21. Acts 2 and 24. I got to finish now.
1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because fear hath torment. Mm-hmm. He that feareth is not made perfect.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Fear would torment you. Cast it out. Renounce it. Confront it. You never conquer that which you don't confront. Confront your fear. Believe God that you will live and not die. I declare today on authority that I will outlive all my enemies. I will outlive all those who predict and devise my head and my demise. I will outlive all of them. I will see them to their grave, and I will still be here preaching the word of God. Put your hands together. Say amen. Thank you for saying amen for me. Thank you. I needed that. But that is my belief, and I say it. Amen. Go ahead quickly, Bishop.
Romans 4:21.
Mm-hmm.
For being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Being fully persuaded to face your future without fears, you must be fully persuaded that God keeps his promises. Go ahead.
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles'
doctrine. We need to continue steadfastly. We need to continue being in church. Steadfastly. Continue steadfastly. In fellowship. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. You cannot say you walk in the light and you are a child of God when you are fighting, quarreling, having problems with the brethren, breaking fellowship with brethren. You don't have the light. You are walking in the darkness. If you are in the light, you have fellowship with the brethren. It doesn't matter who hurt you, who offended you. I was talking to a preacher yesterday and I said, you don't know how many times I've been betrayed and how many times I've been stabbed. And however many times I've been taken advantage of and used by people, by prophets, by pastors, bishops, evangelists, apostles, brethren, politicians, I've been used over and over again. But I refuse to let somebody or anyone make me become what I am not. I am not a bitter person, and I refuse to be bitter. I refuse to be unforgiving. I refuse to be cold. I refuse to be mean, and I refuse to be insensitized. And I refuse to dishonor others because someone who should honor me dishonored me. If you honor me, it's good. And if you dishonor me, it's good. Because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Years ago, and I'll conclude here, I was traveling with Archbishop Benson in the house and we were flying. And I said to him, I said, Papa, why is it that a lot of people don't like you? Why is it that you have too many enemies? A lot of my friends fight me and they don't want me to have a relationship with you. And he looked at me and he shook his head. And he said, my son Nicholas. He said, Hippopotamus. The child said to the mother, Mama, wait till make your mouth big like a dad. And the mother said, child, bamba, you go grow. I'm still growing. As I began to grow, I realized that my spiritual sons and daughters also have friends who don't like me and tell them, don't have anything to do with that, your archbishop. Then I remember what I said to Idahosa. Why do you have so many enemies? You want to know why? Baba Ibuguru. By and by. Amen. Okay, let me just finish now. He said, steadfast in the doctrines, in the apostles' doctrines, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Continue prayers. Like I said, the Jews 3 times a day, the Muslims 5 times, every day. We are the only religion that we don't have prayer that is governed, directed. We don't follow any protocol. Everyone is led by the Spirit. Grace, grace, freedom. It doesn't work that way. We have to continue in the Word, in prayer, in communion, in breaking of bread, in giving, in fasting, in tithing. On the 4th of January, I'll stop here. I'll continue tomorrow. If you want to hear the end of my message, you can come tomorrow. We have communion, which is a tradition of this house. The first day of every year, we have communion. And you can join us to take communion tomorrow evening at what time? 7? At 7 p.m. to join us. I'll finish my message then. I can't keep you waiting. But I must say this to you. There are a few things you have to do in this coming year. Number one, be careful of the voice since you listen to. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. Because what you hear can make you or unmake you. A lot of you are confused about God and church and your spiritual fathers and leaders because you are listening to voices that you shouldn't listen to. You are listening to people who have no understanding of spiritual things, have not accomplished anything with their life, done nothing with their life, and have the audacity to advise you and counsel you about God, the scriptures, your church, and the things of God when they haven't even accomplished anything with their life. Hustlers. And those are the people you listen to. Number one, be careful of who you listen to, for there are many voices out there. Number two, continue in the Word. Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Continue in prayer. Continue in daily prayer. Just as you eat every morning, and every afternoon, and every night, you eat, you drink. You must continue in prayer. You must never be weary when it comes to praying. Continue in fellowship. Fellowship with the brethren. Isolation leads to elimination. Don't be isolated. It's a trick and a conspiracy of the enemy. He isolates to kill. And don't think you are too smart. Smart people die alone like Samson. Samson was not destroyed by his weakness. He was destroyed by his strength. He was so anointed, was so strong, was so powerful that he felt, I don't need anybody. You don't need what? My mother used to say when she was alive, when I was growing up, because I was so terrible. She used to say, I don't need this young man and I don't need any of my children. I sorted out my life and everything. And my auntie used to say, Florence, don't say that. This young man one day will take care of you. And she said, this useless one, the useless one, became her boyfriend. She told everybody, my boyfriend. She called me, my boyfriend, my boyfriend. And one time I wanted to remind her and say, Mama, Your boyfriend is the useless one. And I just said, honor your father and your mother. I will not disrespect and dishonor him. Stand on your feet. Put your hands together if you've learned something. Yeah. Let's bow our heads quickly. A few minutes. Right here. I've said a lot. But tonight, I want to pray for you. If you say, preacher, throughout 2020, I did my own thing. I did not pay attention to God or His Word. I was out of church, out of fellowship, out of God's Word. And I'm not sure where I spend my eternity, but I want to spend my eternity with Christ. And where you spend your eternity has everything to do with what you do with Him while you are alive, not when you are dead. Every eye closed and every head bowed. If you are here and you want to say, 2020, 2021, I want to pay attention. And I want to serve the Master. And I want to pursue Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these material things and money you follow after shall be given unto you. Tonight, I want to pray for all such who want to surrender your life to Christ and spend your eternity with Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand quickly if you want to give your life to Jesus. This is for those who want their names written in the book of life. See, I want to spend my eternity with Jesus. Please lift up your hands. I am here to help you. Tonight may be your last night. I've seen people have made an altar call, and they never, for whatever reason, embarrassment, shame, they will not surrender to Jesus. And they left the church, had an accident and died. That will not happen to you. That is not your portion. But tonight, don't live here without making peace with your Creator. And if you are here, you say, preacher, I am not sure where I will spend my eternity. I want to spend it with Jesus. Please lift up your hand. I'll pray with you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Right now, wherever you are. If your hand is lifted up, come to me right now. Come to me at the front. Let me pray with you quickly. I don't have time. I have only 10 minutes. Please come. God honors and respect people who take their salvation seriously. Please come. It doesn't matter where you are. Just come. And please, as you come, let's maintain the protocol. The social distance. We have room everywhere. Please come from all over. Will somebody pray? Please pray. I want everybody praying, please. I want everybody praying. Please come if you have to come. God respects those who take their salvation seriously. The Bible said, what shall it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose your soul? This pandemic has shown us that it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. It can kill you at any time. I've seen people cry and fight for breath, oxygen, at the hospital. As I'm talking to you right now, there are people at the hospital, at home, fighting for their lives. You are still here. Why are you holding back? What are you ashamed of? What are you embarrassed about? You were born alone, and when you die, you will face your Creator alone. The day shall come when your Creator will ask you, did you hear the voice of that preacher? Did you hear him? And you have no excuse on that day. It doesn't matter what the excuse is, it will not hold. Today you have the right to do as you please, but the day is coming when you shall be forced to take responsibility of rejecting Jesus. You are not going to go to hell because you sin. You're not going to spend your eternity outside of Christ because you sin. You are going to spend eternity without Christ because you rejected the Savior of the world. Yeah. That's what will take people to eternal hell. Not because you sin. Or not because you were drunkard or a drug addict. But because you rejected the Savior. Tonight, wherever you are, I submit to you, my friend. Jesus, your Savior. Receive Him and spend eternity with Him. Reject Him and spend eternity without Him. It's your decision. my assignment is over tonight. If you must come, please come. I don't know who you are, but I still need him. And if you need him, come right now. If you need him, come now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are here and you used to be in church and you've left church because a preacher, a pastor offended you, or a member of the church, or an usher hurt you, offended you, so you've left church, I'm calling you to come back now. Come home. Come back now. It's not safe out there. It's not safe out there. Give up your offense. Give up the hurt. Come home. Come back home. Come back. Thank you. Everybody here, lift up your right hand, please. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the Savior of the world, the Savior of mankind. You shed your blood to save me. And right now, I accept and acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior. To serve you from today, the rest of my life, to fulfill your plan, your mandate, your purpose for my life. I turn away from anything that keeps me away from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me, wash me, forgive me, and help me to live for you the rest of my life. Amen. Okay, I want you to do something for me right now. I want all of you standing here to move this way. You see this gentleman in the hat? Follow him to the main auditorium. Every one of you, I need you to follow him right now. I'm going to come there and see you. Put your hands together for them as they go. Everybody, don't go back to your seat. Just keep moving this way to the main auditorium. Put your hands together for them and please pray for them. Open your mouth. Somebody pray. Somebody put your hands together and pray for them. These are precious men and women. When I received Christ some 45 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know the plan God has for me. If you must join them right now as we put our hands together. Do it quickly. Do it quickly. We have 5 minutes to go. We have 5 minutes to go. Am I correct? 10 minutes. Okay. Put your hands together. We have 10 minutes to go. Please stand on your feet. Everybody stand now. We want to pray. Stand. We want to pray. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep praying. Keep clapping. Keep praying. Keep clapping. Keep praying. Are you praying? Are you clapping? Are you praying? Remember, tonight we have communion, the first day of the year. Please don't despise his blood and his body. It's 7 p.m. tonight. If I were you, I would be here for the communion. If I were you, I would make a decision that God, for the rest of my days and my years, I will serve you. I will make time for the things of God. Stop being busy chasing money, chasing all kinds of appointments and deals. Serve him. For the day will come. I was telling somebody, I said, when you go to do surgery and you go to the hospital, I've been there several times, they strip you naked. Your ring, your Rolex watches, those diamonds rings, your necklace, and all those beautiful things you put on, ladies. Your makeup, everything. The extra hair. And all the other things. You are stripped of everything. And then the only thing you wear in there, you go there, they strip you of that dress. And they give you something else to put on. They tell you, remove your dress. And they said, next of kin, give it to that person. And they put it in a little plastic. And somebody carries it away. I said, nobody can follow you here. Stay behind. And they wheel you in alone and give you something to put around you. And you go in naked. And you come back to the recovery room, you don't even know where you are. And yet after all of this, we don't humble ourselves. We are still arrogant. We still have an opinion of our own. The day you lay in the casket out there, you have no opinion of your own. You are finished. And all those things we fight for, those cars we kill for, the power, the position, the accolades, the relevance. Don't you know who I am? I will show you where power lies. What kind of power have you? Do you know what power is? How dare you threaten any human being? Tonight, lift up your hands wherever you are. I want everyone here to rededicate your life to God. Say, God, forgive me for my arrogance. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for living for myself and not for you. Forgive me for not caring about others and not caring about your business and my eternity and my salvation. I repent for not caring about my salvation and my eternity with Christ. Open your mouth. Pray that prayer right now. You need to pray that prayer. Time me, please. Time me. We need to pray that prayer. You need to open your mouth and say, God, forgive me. I repent for not paying attention to your voice. I repent for being arrogant and proud. I repent for letting a little bit of success and some money and connection and position and power enter into my head and make me think I'm better than everybody else. Criticizing everybody. Being critical of even God, the church, leaders, everything. Thinking you are the best, you are the right, and you are always right. Nobody's always right. Just repent. Ask God to forgive you for this attitude of always being busy, having no time for God or the things of God, having no time for your salvation, not making time for the things of God, just being busy, 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 making money, trying to be successful. Tell him, Lord, I repent. And now with your hands lifted up, with your hands lifted up, the coming year have interesting things in stock. The good, the bad, and the ugly. God has good plans for you, but the adversary also has a plan. And tonight, we stand in the gate of time. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We stand in the gate of time, applying the blood of Jesus. We stand in the gate of time without clapping our hands and canceling anything that will create a life and death situation. For anyone here in 2021, open your mouth by the blood of Jesus. Use the blood of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus. Cancel and overturn and command to boomerang anything that would threaten your life, the life of your family and your loved ones in 2021. Open your mouth. Put your hands together. Stop being religious. Get aggressive. The violence, take it by force. His family. I want us to pray for the protection of families in this house concerning 2021. That families will be protected, and we pray against family storms, family crises, unexpected storms, unexpected surprises and turbulence in the lives of families in 2021. That our wives will not be widows. Our children will not be fatherless. That no father or mother will bury a child. Put your hands together. Open your mouth. Pray for the protections of families right now. Come on, somebody. Get aggressive on this. Open up. Make a declaration. We are standing in the gate of time. In the gate of time. In the gate of time. We make proclamations. We make decrees. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Get aggressive. Stop being nice. Stop being religious. Life is not fair. Life does not give you what you wish for or what you desire, but what you pray and you fight for. Kandila kasada ha. Kandila kandiba suda ha. Selei tu kadahan. Fei tu la masa. Mosali kadila san. Makandila kadaya san. Devai tu kalahan. Awandi kalu samahan. Fei tu kawahas. Sola faya kadahas. Awaya kanda badu si. Hey to Laida Kahani, hey to Kalawaha, hey to Balu Wahasa, Yandi Kalibakan, Ibakuta Lahasaka. Now hear me. We have how many minutes? 2 minutes. We cross with this prayer that no one here, and no one hearing the sound of my voice across the nations of the world, that no one, and no one that concerns you, home or abroad, will encounter a life and death situation in 2021. In the name of Jesus, coronavirus is a plague. This pandemic is a plague. Let it pass over our children, pass over our dwelling, pass over our nation, pass over our land. Open your mouth, somebody. Stop being religious. Life is not fair. Life doesn't give you what you deserve, but what you fight for. Open your mouth. Proclaim, declare, me and my house will not face a life-threatening situation. We are crossing with that. Cross with it. Open your mouth. Cross with it. Open your mouth. Pray into 2021. Make a declaration into 2021. Listen, listen, listen. We have a 1.5 minute. I want you to do this. Hear me. I want you to cross into 2021 with some heavy, serious prayers. Stop all these nice religious things you are doing. Are you hearing me? I'll be honest with you. The Bible said, from Jesus said, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taken not by being nice and collected. The enemy is not to be underestimated. Evil is not satisfied till it destroys good. Life is not fair, and it doesn't give you what you wish for or desire, but what you fight for. And I'm commanding you, cross in the next 1 minute with strong prayers into 2021, that you and your family will not face a life-threatening situation. Open your mouth, every father, every husband, every wife. Falusa waha, silei kitan, tadila kandabas, sawahadai, sawahadai, ilakundabas. Asida, 22 seconds. Push it, 19 seconds, 17 seconds, 16, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, 13, 12, 11 seconds, somebody push it, 12 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2 seconds, 1 second, in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, 20, 21, come on, open your mouth, shut the cup, pray, pray. Enter with prayer. Strong prayer. Strong prayer. No danger. Strong prayer. Strong prayer. Everybody, thank God for yet another year. Welcome. Welcome to the year of our Lord, 2021. Let God arise this year and let his enemies be scattered. Let every prediction and proclamation made by sorcerers, by diviners that have gone into the womb of 2021 to determine the outcome of our circumstances, let it boomerang, let it be overturned. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. You have to speak. Listen, the fight of life is about words. It's not about being nice or being gentle and being silent. It's about words. Somebody say words. Talk to me, say words. Say words. God said, let there be what? And there was what? So right now, I'm going to let you speak. If you think 2020 is just going to be what you want without speaking and declaring, you are joking. Somebody has already spoken. And this is it. According to the Hebrew calendar, which is the biblical calendar, 2021 is 5781. And 5781, which is 2021, means the year of reversing the curse. Welcome to the year of reversing the curse. Now open your mouth and say, I declare, let every curse be reversed in my life, from my father's house, my mother's house, my bloodline, my country, my nation. Open your mouth. The year of reversing the curse, whatever the curse is, open your mouth. Put your hands together. Say something. You have to say something. Psalm 124 and verse 7. Bishop Isando is coming for the next 5 minutes. Psalm 124 verse 7. He said, the snare is broken. My soul have escaped. I proclaim, I don't know who you are. I am not speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to somebody here. Anyone that 2021 has set a trap and a snare for you, I declare you escape. I declare your escape. Somebody open your mouth and say, I escape, I escape. Open your mouth, proclaim your escape right now. Command escape. Divine escape, escape. Put your hands together, declare escape, 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 escape.
Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout in the house for the glorious word of the seven. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to speak into 2021? In John 1 verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible says they came and asked John. And he said, who are you? Who are you? And in John 1 23, he said, I am the voice. Say, I'm the voice. Say, I'm the voice. Papa said there are voices of strangers. There's the voice of the enemy. And there's the voice of God. But tonight I declare to you that you are a voice. Oh, somebody, your amen is anemic. I say you are a voice. You are a voice in 2021. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. In Isaiah chapter number 6 verse 1, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And the Bible said, the voice of an angel sounded. And when they cried, holy, 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 the Bible said, and the door moved, and the smoke filled the house. Tonight I declare, as you become the voice of 2021, may every door that hindered you in 2020 make a shift, and let the glory of the Lord fill your house tonight. If you believe it, shout an amen. Lift up your hands to the Lord, say in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, I project my voice into 2021. I declare by my utterance, I prepare the way, the road of 2021. Every limitation, every door that was shut in 2020, any door that was blocking me in 2020, say as I speak to that door, I command every door to move. Say, move now. Move now. Move now. Lift up your voice for a moment. Command the door to move. every door of disfavor, every door of trouble, every door of wrath, every door of shame, every door of reproach, every door of affliction, let it move, 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 let it move. Come on, lift up your voice. You are the voice. Cry in the wilderness. Cry in the wilderness. Prepare 2021. Every door moves. 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 Pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Doors of limitation. Doors of opposition. Doors of hindrance. Condemning doors. Let it move tonight. Let it move tonight. Let it move tonight. In Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah. Lift up the right hand to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare by my voice, say, Heavenly Father, anoint my lips from the altars of heaven and let my voice command your blessing, release your glory, activate your presence in 2021. Say, every disadvantage of 2020, from tonight, I cancel it. And I enter a new dispensation right now in Jesus' name. Just pray for 30 seconds. Pray for 30 seconds. Put your hands to your head. Just pray. Pray for 30 seconds. Pray for 30 seconds. Let the glory of the Lord manifest in your life. 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 Jesus. I want us to make another proclamation. Psalm 112 verse 2 says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Say an amen. Lift up your hand to the Lord. Say, Heavenly Father, I declare tonight your living word, that now I am older than what I was in 2020. I shall not see my children begging for bread. I declare in the name of Jesus, 2021, riches, wealth, prosperity, favor, blessings shall come upon my seed, my house, my business, the work of my hands. I declare the seed of the righteous shall be blessed, shall be blessed, shall be blessed, shall be blessed. Come on, pray for 10 seconds. Lift up a voice and declare, release the blessing, release the blessing, release the blessing, release the blessing. Let you see the power of the house. Push it, push it, push it, push it. Push it, push it, push it. Push it. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. We once said declarations. Say proclamations. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. Quickly.
Every valley shall be exalted.
Let every valley be exalted in your life. In 2020, let the valleys be exalted. In all of our lives and in the history of Ghana, let the valleys be exalted. Say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Every mountain and hill. That means every stubborn situation. Every difficult situation. Every unbearable situation. He said, the mountains before you, 2021, shall be made plain. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And the crooked shall be made straight.
Let every crooked thing and path in your life, in the life of your family, your business, your health, let it be made straight, 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 straight path. 2021, straight path, straight path. Every crooked in your life and in the life of your marriage, your loved ones, your children, your wife, your husband, your business, your investment shall be made straight, 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 straight. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's
is on the screen. Now stand up, open your mouth and begin to declare. Let every valley in my life 2021 be exalted. Let every mountain and hill be made low, be brought low. Low, crooked path, make straight, make straight. Open your mouth, put your hands together, declare it. The things you are saying right now will determine what the years become. You have to say it. If you don't say it, you don't have it. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Don't expect me to say it for you. You have to say it. You have to declare it. Now hear me. Hear me. When Goliath met David, it was the battle of words. And it was a national battle. It was a national battle. It was a national battle. And it was a spiritual battle. It was the battle of the gods. The battle between the gods of the Philistines and the God of Israel. Tonight, if you don't open your mouth and speak, whoever speaks and whoever has already spoken will have the upper hand and will determine the outcome of your circumstances 2021. I want you to lift up both of your hands. And I want you to declare that the counsel of God concerning you shall determine the outcome of your circumstances and that of your family and your nation 2021. That your circumstances shall not be determined by the devices of the enemy, by the wishes of your adversary or those who hate you, but that your life, your circumstances, that of your family, your going out and your coming in shall be determined by the counsel of the Lord. Will you open your mouth and make that proclamation right now as you put your hands together, that 2021, my circumstances shall be determined by the counsel of the Lord, not by the devices of those who devise my head, my demise or hate me. Open your mouth, make those declarations. You have to speak. Goliath spoke and David countered it. Goliath spoke and David spoke. If you don't speak and you leave it to a prophet, or you leave it to a preacher, or you leave it to a pastor or somebody, the enemy will have the upper hand. Don't give him the upper hand. Open your mouth. Get aggressive. Speak.
Because the Lord is with me, say I will. 21. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. Can I have Exodus chapter 18, 10 and 11? Lift up your hands for a moment. Archbishop said it's a battle of the gods. Lift up your hand. This scripture is critical to everything Archbishop has spoken. And Jethro said, Kadaboho Satashada. Zanda Labahaya. Now, sometimes it's important to hear the opinion of your enemy, because sometimes your friends don't tell you the truth. So now, Jethro was a Midianite priest, a fetish priest, so to say. He wasn't serving the God of Moses. And now, Moses goes and redeems the children of Israel and brings them. And then he comes to meet his father-in-law Jethro. And there is an interaction that is going to become the basis of our prayer. Folks, let's look at it. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians. An amen will help. And out of the hands of Pharaoh, another one. And has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now verse 11 is the game changer. Now I know. Now, this is Jethro speaking. Now I know. This is the unbeliever speaking. Now I know that the Lord is greater. The verdict is out. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. For in the very thing they behave proudly, all that Pharaoh did, he was above them all. Give the Lord a hand. Tonight, lift up your hand. We are putting all the gods together. We rubbish their work. Any god in your father's house, any god in your mother's house, according to the statement of one of them, Jethro, tonight, we declare their power null and void. Clap your hand and begin to pray for a moment. Go into your father's house. He said, in this thing, our God, Moses, your God is greater than them all. Clap your hand and pray. Every God, idols, graven images, family gods, enchantment, divination, sorcery, works of darkness, assignments of evil, any God, gods of silver, gods of gold, tonight, by their own verdict, we declare, we overrule their power, in the name of Jesus. Can I ask you to clap your hand and pray? Moshikayata yabahaya, zandalala bababa, marandala bababababa, hey, let God arise, on Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Ah, Kadubahaya. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. If I were you, oh my God. If I were you, I would clap my hand tonight. The verdict is out. God is greater than them all. As you go into 2021. You don't have to be afraid. The gods of silver, the gods of gold, the man of the mullahs, the graven images, our God is greater than them all. It's just for a split second. Archbishop said we'll continue tomorrow, and there's a fasting coming in January. Prepare your heart for it. Lift up your hand. I'll put the scripture there. Read it. We give a shout, and that silences the enemy permanently. Lift up your hand. Let me read it. Exodus chapter 18, verse 11. Quickly give it to me. Let's go. My job is done. Now, this is your enemy speaking. This is one who doesn't go to church.
This is one from the realm of darkness. Jethro, a Midianite priest, telling a child of God, Moses, "Now I know the Lord is greater than all the gods. For in the very thing which they behave proudly, all the things Pharaoh did, trying to not let the children of Israel go, he said, in the very thing they behave proudly, God is above them." Oh, give the Lord a big shout. Oh, do it, Papa is coming. Give the Lord a big hand.
Now, before we take our first offering for 2021 and close, there's one prayer I want you to pray. And this is Rhema. Say Rhema. The Logos is the written word, the Bible. But Rhema is a specific word that the Holy Spirit gives us. There's one prayer you must pray before you leave this ground this morning. That this year, 2021, God will silence our enemies. That is all. It's a very serious prayer. That the Lord said, "Tell my children to ask me to silence their enemies this year. That whoever the enemy is, whoever our enemies are this year, whether spiritual or physical, whether political or financial or material, let the Lord God silence them this year. Let the Lord silence the enemies of our children. Let the Lord silence our enemies at the marketplace, on the political scene, on the religious scene, on the financial scene, on your mother's house, your father's house. Let the Lord, our God, silence our enemies this year." Are you ready to pray that prayer? Put your hands together. Pray that only one prayer. That, "Father, this year, 2021, silence my enemies." Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. You will testify this year. You will come back and tell me, "Papa, the Lord has silenced my enemies. Whoever they are, no matter how powerful they are, let the Lord silence them this year." Pray that prayer. Open your mouth. Make a declaration. "Lord, silence my enemies. Silence my adversaries. Silence our accusers. Silence those who devise our hurt and our demise. Somebody get aggressive about it. Stop being nice." Pray that one prayer, that 2021, the Lord will silence our enemies. Amen. Amen. Obadiah 1:17.
"But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession."
I want you to make another declaration that this year, 2021, you will possess your possessions. Whatever blessing God has in store for us, 2021, we will not be denied. We will possess it. Open your mouth. Make that declaration. "I will possess my possession. 2021, I will not be denied by sickness, by pandemic. I will not be denied. I will possess my possession." Open your mouth. Declare it. Nothing happens until we speak. Let there be light, and there was light. You have to declare, "Lord, I proclaim by your word, I will possess my possession. My children will possess their possession. This house, my nation, shall possess our possession this year, 2021. Possess your possession. Possess kingdoms. Possess cities. Possess land. Possess houses. Possess power, honor, glory, dominion, peace, joy, happiness. Possess possessions." Now, lastly, we want to pray for safety and protection for travelers 2021. We pray for safety for travelers by air, by land, by water, that there shall be no loss of any life that concerns us, by air, by land, and by water. In the name of the Lord Jesus, make a declaration, protection, safety for all travelers through the blood of Jesus, by land, by air, by water. Make that protection right now. Make it. Put your hands together. Open your mouth. Say, I declare protection. I secure protection and safety for all travelers by land, by air, by water. Declare it right now. It may concern you, so open your mouth. Put your hands up. Pray that prayer. You may be praying for yourself. You may be praying for a loved one. We decree safety, 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 protection for travelers by land, by air, by water. Through the blood of Jesus, we secure divine protection, protection, and escape, and safety for every traveler, by land, by air, by water, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now, through the fast, from the 4th of January to the 30th of January, we are doing 21 days fast. These are some of the instructions. From the 4th, you will anoint your feet with oil for divine preservation, and you will anoint your hands with oil that the works of your hands will prosper. You will anoint your head with oil for a sound mind this year, a sound mind and a good head. So three things you will do from the 4th to the 30th. You anoint your feet for divine preservation and escape, your hands, that the works of your hands will prosper, your head, for a good head and a sound mind, and you shall take communion for 21 days. And after that, let God arise, and let our enemies be scattered. I proclaim that the Lord silence our enemies this year. Let our enemies be silenced, and they shall be silent this year. And you shall have a testimony. You will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Say, I will escape. I will escape. Say, I will escape every expectation of the enemy as the Lord silenced my enemies. Say, I will not die prematurely, but I shall live and walk before the Lord in the land of the living. If you believe it, say amen. Say amen. Say amen.